back to Ira's Pick of the Week, a local sports rebroadcast on KVON.
I don't know if it was a tricky bounce. It didn't seem like.
Young hit it right on the button there, and I think just ate up the shortstop. You know, he just got caught in between hops there and hit off the chest. And, you know, Young's really fast, probably one of the fastest players getting down the line, and that can also weigh into it. As a shortstop, you're thinking you got to get it, throw it, and you just it's an error.
Well, Nolan Dunkel, who is the opposing pitcher to St. Helena's at bat now, and he has the only RBI in the game. He's driven in the game's only run with a base hit in the first inning, scoring Nick Andrews. There's a throw to first base. Diving back in safely is Noah Young. Robbie Santiacomo has moved on deck for the Justin Siena Braves. Jeremy Tayson, the head coach, coaching down the third baseline, very close to that third base bag. The ball's hit toward center field. It may drop in. It drops in for a Texas leaguer, and that will put the runners on at first and second base with nobody out here in the home half of the fourth inning. The Braves already leading 1-0 and wanting to see if they can get some more. Robbie Santiacomo coming to the plate.
Yeah, it was a good hit by Dunkel going the opposite way. He's 2-for-2. No outs with first and second. I would anticipate a bunt here.
All right, we'll see. That would advance runners if it's successful. He squares, shows bunt, and he bunts the ball. A good bunt. Pitcher coming in, picks it up to first base. A bad throw. That'll allow Young to score from third base. And Dunkel stops at third. And going all the way down to second base after the error is Randy Santiacomo. Well, that was a good sacrifice bunt. And then Nelson tried to hurry the throw because he knew it was a good bunt. And he's going to have to just have everything perfect to get the runner. And he threw wildly.
Yeah, actually, that's the first baseman's fault there. The bunt is down the third base or back to the pitcher. And the first baseman's coming down the line to field it. And there's no way that he's ever going to get there. So that's actually on the first baseman, Ira. He should have stayed home and took the out.
Okay, well, that helps the Braves' cause as they get their second run. There's a swing and a miss as we have a pinch hitter in here. We've got Marcus Nunez is batting now for Kelly. Nunez is a left-handed batter up for the first time in this game. And the pitch to him and ball is stroke foul, barely foul, down the right field line. He had Dunkel coming in from third. He'll have to retreat. Santiacomo is the base runner out at second base. So the batter here is Nunez. And he takes.
Strike three on the inside corner. It was a good pitch by Nelson. Just busted it in on Nunez, and he couldn't pull the trigger.
So Nunez is called out on strikes for the first out in the inning. The Braves have runners at second and third now with one out, and Edwards is the hitter. Wild pitch goes to the backstop, but the runners are not advancing. Madden Edwards hit a ground ball to the pitcher. The pitcher got his glove on it, but couldn't reel it in. But the shortstop, Jasper Henry, came in and made a good play on the ball to retire Edwards the last time up. The runner at third base is the opposing pitcher, Nolan Dunkel. And he starts to come in as the ball is hit foul to the backstop by Dunkel. So base runners back to their bags, and now they take short leads as Nelson's ready to deliver. Oh, it came in tight, and that may have, I don't know if it hit him or not. If it did, it would be a dead ball. If it did not, the runner will have scored from third, and the officials are going to get together to discuss.
Yeah, I don't think it hit anything. The batter didn't react, and the home plate umpire, I think, you know, if the home plate umpire heard something, or then he should say something. But I think they're going to allow it just as a wild pitch here. Like I said, it was in, but nobody called it. You know, the catcher didn't react, pitcher, nobody reacted. So I got to believe that's a wild pitch. But Braves score a run there with the runner in third and one out. And I was surprised that St. Louis didn't have the infield in there, Ira, because they cannot really afford to allow the Braves to score any more runs, especially the way Dunkel's throwing. But anyway, Justin's put a three spot up here, and they're up 4-0 with one out here in the bottom of the fourth.
And Robbie St. Giacomo went down to third base, and Edwards is still at bat here. One down, two runs are in now here in the fourth inning, making it 3-0. Justin Siena in the lead. All of this is not necessarily Nelson's problem here, but he's inherited a couple situations that he's trying to get out of, including this one to Edwards as the pitch is inside. There comes a runner from third as the ball got by the catcher, and another run scores on that. And that's three runs here in the inning, four in the game as San Giacomo crosses the plate.
Yeah, and this is what happens when you make an error in the first inning, and it starts the whole rally. And next thing you know, Justin Siena puts four runs up, now up 5-0, and they've gotten one hit in this inning.
No, they're up 4-0. The ball has popped out of play, I think.
Yeah. Oh, 4-0. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, three runs in the inning. Yeah.
The board's wrong. Then it says 5-0. So, three runs on one hit.
That's right. And that hit was by the pitcher, Dunkel. The ball is hit down to the shortstop. Nice fielding there. Then the sophomore throws him out at first base. So Edwards is retired 6-3 for the second out. This inning got underway here in the bottom half of the fourth inning on an error by the shortstop, Jasper Hendry. But he handled that ground ball nicely.
Yeah, he did. That ball was hit hard. Made a nice backhand stop and threw across the diamond. So it was a really nice play.
So that's two outs, and Kapler up now for the Braves, and the first pitch to him. He takes a strike. So Christian Kapler in the designated hitter's slot up with two outs. Three runs are in. He is the sixth batter to come to the plate and hits the ball foul. So the pitcher, Stacy Nelson, gets out in front now of Christian Kapler. The right-handed batter taking a practice swings. Back at the plate now. Nelson delivers a swing and a miss. It looked like it was outside, and the catcher drops the ball. He's going to have to – no, he said he held on to the ball. First, I thought the umpire was signaling that he dropped, but he held on to the ball. So that is the second strikeout in the inning. And the fifth strikeout in the game for Nelson. In the inning, three runs scored. There was just the one hit. And it's interesting that Nolan Dunkel has two hits of the Braves' three hits by the pitcher. And so we go into the fifth inning. Hendry, Isdal, and Mendez are scheduled up for St. Helena as they trail now 4-0 in this inning. After we'll be back after this from the Sports Boosters.
Here is Janice Clifton from Abbey Carpets.
I started the business 29 years ago. I purchased it from one of my clients. All this time, we've been in the same location right behind Walmart. I have a great group of people working for me. They are all the sales staff are non-commissioned. Many of them have been with me 25 years and more, so we have a good group. We're kind of like family because we've been together so long. We do very small jobs up to very large commercial jobs to custom building. Right now, our most asked for products are ceramic tiles, stone, and hardwood.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, this is a fast-paced game. They're moving right along now into the fifth inning as it's 4-0. Justin Siena lead now. And for the Saints, trying to get something started against Nolan Dunkel. And Jasper Hendry, Brent Isdal, and Jake Mendez are the three scheduled batters for the Saints. They have two substitutes available, Jackson Denna and Miles Harvey, in case they'd like to go to the bench and bring somebody in. And there is Daryl Kiersey hustling his way down to coach at third base. And let's see if we have Jim Gamble down at first. Not. We have the first pitch on the way, and the ball is stroke foul. It'll go out of play to the right by Jasper Henry's bat. he was safe. Well, he was apparently an error on the second baseman last time up. He's hits the ball in the infield, pops it up. Pitcher comes over. Nolan Dunkel is there for the out. So Henry pops up to the pitcher for the first out here in the fifth inning. Brent Isdell, who walked the first time, coming up. And it is a left-handed batter facing the right-hander. One down and nobody on for the Saints. They've had trouble getting base runners in the game. Here's the pitch. The heavy swing. Boy, Isdell was really trying to send that ball.
Yeah, he's trying to hit a three-run home run without anybody on.
Dunkel checks the sign from San Giacomo. Ready, rocks into motion, kicks that left leg, and delivers the breaking bit. Ooh, that looked good, but it was called a ball.
Yeah, it looked like a good pitch. It was up a little bit. So Dunkel looks like he's starting to get some command of that curveball, which is going to be key for him during the season.
Yeah, no complaints about the umpiring behind home plate. I mean, it's been right on for the most part. And that pitch is taken away from Isdell for a ball. Two balls and a strike. One down here and nobody on in the fifth inning. Justin Sienna leading it 4-0. And here's the pitch, and the ball is hit out of play to the left this time over above the Braves dugout. See the bullpen down there just trying to see if anybody's warming up.
No, I don't think so at this point. It looks like it's Dunkel's game right now. It doesn't seem like he's thrown a lot of pitches, but we'll see. It's early on in the year, and I was a big believer of not extending my pitchers early on in the year because I wanted them to be strong at the end of the year.
Here's the pitch, and he held up on one that just barely missed. Running down that last baseball out beyond the Braves dugout was James Snoke. And I understand he's a pretty good player, too. I don't know if you know Snoke.
Yeah, I've heard some things about Snoke. I think he's a good baseball player and a good athlete all around.
There's the swing and a little foul ball. Kicks off to the left. You got the Braves in the field. The Saints at bat, trailing 4-0. And the pitcher, Nolan Dunkel, has gone all the way so far with one out here in the fifth inning. And the pitch is away for a ball four. And that is a walk. And that's the third walk that he has given up, including two in the third inning. But nobody has scored off of Dunkel. He's only given up one hit in the game. Let's see. No, he hasn't given up a hit there. I was looking over there. That was an error.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, Ira, but you already did. So, yes, he has not given up a hit at this point.
Yeah, I looked down and saw that was an error that got the runner on. So there's one on and one out, and Mendez at the plate, and the pitch is swung at and missed. So, okay, we got the pinch hitter. This is Jackson Denna. So Denna has come in here to pinch hit for Mendez in the fourth inning. Jackson Denna, a right-handed batter, facing the right-hander Dunkel on the mound. And the pitch did a swing and a miss, and so he goes down on strikes, on a swinging strike. And that was the sixth strikeout, I think. Two, three, four, five, sixth strikeout for Dunkel. So with two outs here in the top of the fifth inning, Gilson is the batter. Liam Gilson takes pitch, and it's...
it was a strike, Ira, even though it was maybe a little bit off the plate, but...
Yeah, I was waiting for what the umpire was going to call on that. All right, no balls and a strike. Here's a pitch, and he held up, and that was over for a strike. Gilson looked like he wanted to go for it. He held up, but the pitch was over anyway. So the runner at first base is Isdell, takes a short lead. There are two outs here in the top of the fifth. Now he takes a bigger lead, and the ball is cut at and missed for strike three, and Gilson is a strikeout victim. So a no-hitter through five innings. So stay tuned. See if he can come through with that no-no as we go into the sixth inning. We'll see who's in there in the Tuesday spot in the batting order, and then Andrews and Benz are scheduled up after this from the Sports Boosters.
Hi, this is State Farm Insurance Agent Mark Coleman. I would like to urge everyone to become a member of the Sports Booster Club at the school of your choice. You can be a positive influence by supporting the youth and sports programs. I know the school's boosters will appreciate having you as a member. Also consider supporting the Boys and Girls Club of the Napa Valley. You can help benefit the entire community by helping send our youth in a positive direction. Everyone wins when we support the youth service organizations of the Napa Valley. Thank you.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, we go into the bottom half of the fifth inning. And we were mentioning earlier about our engineer, Tony Casillas, who has to be pulling for St. Helena in this game. He got graduated from there. He's the student in our all-star from St. Helena. But, Tony, your team's behind 4-0 now as we go into the home half of the fifth inning. And for the Braves, see if who they're going to have batting here in the number 9 spot in the batting order. Natuzzi was in that slot for one. He was called out on strikes. And the Braves look like they have another pitcher coming up. And I don't know if you can see his number yet, Alan. Number 11. Okay, no, that is Max Sunt, who went into play in right field for Natuzzi. So he'll be up to bat for the first time. He is a right-handed batter. And they're here to lead off the fifth inning. He watches the pitch. It's a called strike. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning, a scheduled seven-inning contest from Braves Field. 4-0, Justin Siena is in the lead here over the Saints as the pitch comes in, a swing and a miss. One came in a little tight to him. He went for it anyway and did not connect. No balls, two strikes, as the batter is Max Zuntz. He's stepping out of the box, looking down third baseline for a moment there to Jeremy Tayson, his coach. Now he's back up there leveling the bat as the delivery comes in. And he takes strike three called. So here in the fifth inning, Zunth leads off by getting called out on strikes. That'll bring up Andrews. Well, while the Braves scored a run in the first inning, Nick Andrews led off the game with the Braves part of the game with a single to left, and then Noah Young walked, putting Andrews down at second, and then he scored on a single by Dunkel back in the first inning. Looked like that might be the only run for a while, and then the Braves came up with the three runs there in the fourth inning. Young, Dunkel, and San Giacomo all scoring for the Braves, and that's where we are now, 4-0 here in the fifth inning. Swing and a miss by Andrews. Andrews, third baseman. So see what Alan Rossi knows about him.
Yeah, Nick Andrews is quite a player. I've watched him the last couple of years. Really quiet kid, but just goes along with his business. But it's really a baseball player. You can just tell. I know his background, his father. Good athlete, good baseball player. So, I think he's the real deal. He's also a good pitcher, good third baseman. There's a ground ball in the hole. Shortstop comes up and throws. Nice, actually safe. So we're going to have to call that an error. Ira has a good throw, actually throws him out. First baseman Isdale tried to make that play, but it was just kind of in the dirt. So anyway, the Braves have a runner on and one out.
All right, that brings up Benz. Benz popped up to the shortstop and was called out on strikes. We're going to have a pinch runner now coming into the lineup is James Snoakes. You know, we were talking about Snoakes earlier. Now we get to see him at least as a pinch runner in the ballgame with one out here in the home half of the fifth inning and Keith Benz ready to step to the plate. The left fielder 0-for-2, right-handed batter. He is at the plate, as the pitch is delivered and a swing and a miss. What type of bats do they use these days?
So they're using composites, composite bat. They changed that years ago. Had players being hurt. Marin Catholic had a really unfortunate accident with their pitcher that then they went to wood bats, and then they changed it to the NCAA. Now they also went away from – there's the 0-1 pitch. It's high for a ball, 1-1. So they went away from the aluminum, which I think was a good choice because especially at the college level, they were hitting – you know, record home runs, and it was dangerous for the pitcher because you're throwing the ball, you know, 90 miles an hour and it's coming back at 120 miles an hour. There's a pickoff attempt by Nelson. So we got a 1-1 count. So it's a good thing. I read the, it doesn't jump off the bat like the aluminum, and it's just safer to play the 1-1 count. There's a bunt attempt. Wow, what a play by the catcher there. Diving catch by Caleb Jeske. On a bunt attempt, laid out, what a beautiful play for the second out.
Yeah, Caleb Jeske just extended himself and lunged for that ball and caught it in his mitt, or the catcher's mitt, and that is the second out in the inning. Nick Andrews holding on at first base, and that brings Noah Young to the plate. He scored back in the fourth inning after being safe to lead off the inning on an error by the shortstop, and he had walked back in the first inning. He is actually 0-for-1, but has scored a run. He's been on base each time. There's a throw to first. It gets past the first baseman, Isdell. There goes the runner, Andrews, and or check that, that pinch runner, we should say. That was Snoke in their pinch running. So Snoke gets down to... second base with two outs in the fifth, and Justin Santa leading at 4-0 here at Braves Field. Opening of the baseball season, our first broadcast of the season. Pitcher checks the runner off second, looks into the batter, and fires the fastball in the outside corner, a called strike. The batter, Noah Young, walked in the first, got around as far as third base, safe on that error, and scored in the fourth inning. A left-handed batter holds the bat up high as the pitch is swung at and hit foul, goes off to the left of the field, and Sam Coltrane, the third baseman for the Saints, gave it a look but decided it was going to be out of play. Gamble out in left field, Gilson in center, and in right field we get Mendez there, or do we have the Dana go out there and do right? And the pitch taken outside. Oh, Young moves out of the batter's box now. Let's take a few practice swings. Has our teammate, Snoke, down there at second base, who takes pretty good lead. Shortstop showing he might cut in behind him. Pitcher checks. He does not cut in behind, and this ball is cut at and fouled at the catcher's feet. One ball, two strikes. Two outs here in the home half of the fifth inning, a scheduled seven-inning contest from Braves Field. The host team, Justin Sienna, with a 4-0 lead, and Noah Young, the center fielder for the Braves, at the plate, with a 1-2 delivery on the way to him, and it gets away from the catcher. There goes the runner down to third. There's a bad throw by the catcher. It goes out in left field, but coming in, backing up the play, is Jonathan Gamble from the left field. That will keep Snoke from scoring. He holds on there at third base after the steal.
Yeah, that was a good read by Snoke there. He read it, as soon as it went in the dirt, the only scary part was the catcher dug it, and good throw. He's out, and you never want to make the third out of third.
Good point. Let me write these things down. You know, if we write down everything Alan Rossi has to say, we would be really superb in what to do in baseball. All right, here we're ready. Nelson, he, I tell you, when he works high from the letters, he takes his full windup this time. The ball is hit to the second baseman who fields it. So Granados makes the out of Noah Young on the little pop-up there. And in the inning, no runs, no hits. There was an error, and there was a runner left on. We go into the sixth, and it'll be the top of the order. Jeske, Gamble, and Nelson coming up for the Saints, looking for their first hit in the ball game. The score is 4-0, and the Saints up after this.
Hi, this is Ron Pippert, owner of Soskel Auto Body here in Napa. Recently, a couple of chain store auto body shops have moved to Napa. Your insurance company may try to direct you to one of these shops. You have the choice to select the auto body repair shop that you want to repair your vehicle. Soskel Auto Body is a family-owned business serving Napa since 1972. We offer a lifetime warranty on all repairs.
Trust your car with us.
We're here to help.
Soskel Auto Body.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
All right, we're back at Braves Field now as we move into the sixth inning. And Alan, I'd like to comment about the JV coach this year, as a guy named Steve Meyer is back.
I tell you, Steve might be the only guy that I know that has retired probably seven times since he's been here and then continues to come back. Now, it's good to see Steve coaching the JVs. Yeah, he was my JV coach for many years and did a whale of a job. He knew exactly what I wanted done. He bought into what I was teaching and passed that along and prepared the kids for the varsity level. So it's good to see Steve back into coaching and doing the JVs. So like I said, he's unretired again. So we'll find out when he's going to retire and when he's going to come back again.
Well, we might mention that his team is 2-1 now. They were on the road against Armio. You know, the Armio used to be the Indians. You have any idea what they're called now?
I don't. That's a good question. I don't know what they're called. I think they may the Justin JVs may have lost last night.
Well, I didn't get the last night's score, but they beat the Armio Royals. The final score was 9-3, and that was an away game. That the Braves were 2-1 after that. They scored first with three runs in the second inning, and they got some good pitching, and they came through with the win. Denzel Dilley started on the mound for the Braves. He went five innings, gave up no runs in that period. And there's the pitch taken outside.
So Dunkel started off 3-0 here, leadoff hitter for first St. Helena, Jeske.
Caleb Jeske is 0-2. He struck out both times at the plate. That hits the ball in the air, in the infield. Second baseman going back, calling for it. Right fielder coming in, and he calls for it. And Max Zuntz is there to make the put out. And that time he called off Daniel Kelly, the second baseman.
So that's what we talked about. You know, early in the game, there was a collision with the second baseman and the right fielder. And fortunately for Justin, they got away with it. But this time, the right fielder did the correct thing by coming in and calling off the second baseman and making that play.
Well, Nolan Dunkel so far has a no-no going on the mound now as we're one out in the sixth inning. He's got five more outs. See if he can get them without the Saints getting a hit. That last pitch was called a strike to Jonathan Gamble. Struck out and flied out to the left fielder, and he takes the pitch up high for a ball. Gamble backs away from the home plate to look down to his coach. Now gets back in there. Right-handed batter. Pitch comes in. Boy, the fast one on the inside corner, that would have been tough to hit, and he takes it, but it's a strike. Jonathan is a senior. He's about 6'2", 155 pounds. In there now with a one ball, two strike delivery on the way. And he goes at one that's outside. The catcher drops the ball, picks it up, and fires down to the first baseman to complete the out on the strikeout. That was the eighth strikeout. I'm just counting up.
Yeah, that was actually our listeners are not here, obviously, but that was a great play by Edwards, the catcher. It was curveball in the dirt, strike three. He blocked it and threw the runner out. That was really, really a tough play for him.
Well, here's a tough batter. You got to get by Stacy Nelson to get that no-no. He's a good hitter, and he takes the pitch over for a strike. Nelson steps out of the batter's box. It's hard to imagine this guy is just a junior because he was the pitcher of the year in Napa County last year. He was just a sophomore then. Here's the delivery missed outside 4-1. I mean, 1-1 count. Nobody on with two down here in the sixth inning for the St. Helena Saints, looking for their first hit in the game. One inning to go, and it's a tough batter to work with. Dunkel has given up three walks in the contest. There was one error. Here's the windup and the delivery. Boy, that just missed. That pitch is close. That makes it three balls and one strike. So Stacy Nelson steps out of the batter's box, takes some practice swings. There are two outs here in the inning. Dunkel doesn't want to lose the batter. And takes his time. Now he rocks into motion, and the ball is hit. And the third baseman tries to field it. He can't. And there's your first hit of the ball game.
Yep, that's the hit. It was going to be a tough play for Andrews to get there and throw him out. So the no-no is gone.
Yeah. Came close there. Within four outs of a no-hitter, with that hit down toward the third baseman. It was not a play that Andrews was going to make, and it caromed out into left field. So runner on now with two outs, and the ball is hit in the infield. Third baseman coming over and comes down the line and makes the put out for the third out. So Colton, first ball swinging, pops up to the third baseman, Nick Andrews, there for the third out in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on. Go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Some of the strong batters, the big bulky hitters, Dunkel, San Giacomo, and maybe Nunez coming up. Let's see what it's going to happen here, as we'll be back with the bottom of the sixth inning after this from the Sports Boosters.
SOS, we're here to help. COL, Soskal Auto Body.
Hi, this is Ron Pippert, owner of Soskal Auto Body here in Napa. Recently, a couple of chain store auto body shops have moved to Napa. Your insurance company may try to direct you to one of these shops. You have the choice to select the auto body repair shop that you want to repair your vehicle. Soskal Auto Body is a family-owned business serving Napa since 1972. We offer a lifetime warranty on all repairs.
Trust your car with us. We're here to help. Soskal Auto Body.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, we have a new pitcher on the mound for St. Helena, as Caleb Granados, a six-foot senior, weighs about 180 pounds, comes over from his position at second base. And Stacy Nelson, who was the starting pitcher, goes to that second base position. And he comes all the way over, more than halfway toward first base. And we go into the sixth inning with Justin Sien ahead 4-0. What a nice pitching performance by Nolan Dunkel. Had that no-hitter going until two outs there in the sixth inning.
Yeah, and Nelson, I was really impressed with Nelson. He struck out 7, Ira, in five innings. Gave up 4 runs, I think 3 unearned. I think the only one that was earned was in the first inning. The 3 that Justin scored in the fourth, I think, were all unearned. Started off with an error and actually had a couple errors in that inning. So, but I was really impressed with him, Ira. First time I got a chance to see him, not only as a pitcher, but seeing him as a hitter too. And he's the complete package for a junior. Very impressed with him, the way he's carrying himself and the way he threw today.
Oh, yeah. He was really outstanding last year, too, as a sophomore. Well, speaking of good pitching, that's what we have coming to the plate now, as Nolan Dunkel, who's 2-for-2 in the game and stands to be the winning pitcher if the Braves can hold on to the lead, and he takes a strike. He got a single and an RBI in the first inning. Got a single and scored one of the 3 runs the Braves scored in the fourth inning. He's a left-handed batter, and he takes a ball. He throws right and bats left. Do you find that very often?
No, and it it always worried me when we had pitchers like that, just because it leaves their throwing elbow exposed. And, of course, you don't want to get hit in the elbow, almost like that, of course, because, you know, as you know, I already get hit on that elbow, and it's your pitching arm. It can be trouble, but that was a strike, so 0-2 on Dunkel.
So Granado, Sal, getting set. And here's the 0-2 delivery, and the ball is hit off the end of the bat, but it'll go foul over down the left field line. So the count holds now. No balls and two strikes with nobody out here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. As we mentioned, it's a scheduled seven-inning contest from Braves Field. They waited until, here's the pitch, and the ball is hit down to the second baseman. Nelson's in, fields it over to first in time. So nice job by Stacy Nelson. His first play at second base is an out. And Dunkel, for the first time, is out in the contest. That'll bring Robbie Sangiacomo, who hit into a double play in the first inning and sacrificed in the fourth inning, but was safe on an error back in that time.
Yeah, I think that was a bunt. I think that St. Lina misplayed that got him on base and was part of that three-run fourth inning.
All right, here is the pitch, and it's taken down low for ball. So there, the errors have been few, far between in this game. It's been a nicely played ball game. Here's the pitch, and it's over the outside corner for called strike one. One down, nobody on, bottom half of the sixth inning. Justin Siena in the lead, 4-0 over St. Helena. The Saints in the field. And the pitcher, Granados, delivers, and they're checking with the umpire. He did not swing, but the home plate umpire deferred to the base umpire, who gave the safe signal. Two balls, one strike, one out here in this, the bottom of the sixth inning. Caleb Granados gets the strike call. Evens the count now, two balls and two strikes. Chesky does a nice job as the catcher for the team. And the breaking ball is hit out into center field. A base hit for Sangiacomo. And that brings up the batter for the Braves is going to be Daniel Kelly. Kelly was up the first time. Then last time they had Nunez bat in that spot. But Kelly is reinserted now, here with one out and one on in the sixth inning. The big inning, if you call the three-run inning, a big one, was the fourth inning. The Braves was added by a couple errors in that inning, starting out with the leadoff batter getting on by an error. Pitch outside, good stop by Jeske. That keeps Sangiacomo over at first base. Brent Isdahl trying to hold him close there. Jeremy Tayson pacing up and down there from third base and back down toward home plate and back. Right-handed batter at the plate, Daniel Kelly. He watches a called strike on the outside corner. So we're... Here, it makes it a ball and a strike with one out. Matt Edwards on deck for the Braves. Here is Granados working from the belt and delivering. He's got that, he likes to use that slow breaking pitch.
Yeah, and he's really close to balking. Ira, if you watch him come set, he comes set, but his shoulders are still moving as he's sitting there, and you can say that that's starting his motion either to home plate or first base. But if you watch him, he moves his shoulders, kind of still moving them.
Here's his delivery. That was the fast one, and a swing and a miss there by Daniel Kelly, the Braves. Two balls, two strikes, one out, one on. Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-0. Justin Siena in the lead. Trying to add on to that here as they'll go into the seventh inning, the last chance for the Saints and the breaking pitch. Well, let's see if they called that a strike. They did. That'd be the third strike. And it is kind of a delay on the part of Kelly realizing that he'd just been called out on strikes. Bring Edwards to the plate. Well, baseball season's underway. The Saints had a real tough loss to Napa High, a game that They probably should have won, but Napa is unbeaten. And last year, they only had two or three wins the whole season. There's a breaking pitch that broke over nicely. Doesn't have much velocity, but he's got some good breaks.
No, and it's a good changeup because Nelson was throwing hard, and then you bring somebody who's kind of a junk baller, throws slow, and the timing for the hitters, it's tough for you to be able to pick that up.
Caleb Granados checks the runner, pitches, swing and a miss. So he gets ahead of this batter, 0-2 with two down. Madden Edwards grounded out pitcher to short to first. Pitcher just had the ball come off his glove, and the shortstop then threw him out back in the second inning and grounded out short to first then in the fourth inning. And the breaking pitch broke too far outside on that pitch. San Giacomo, not taking much of a lead off of first base, fairly content to stay close to the bag with a 4-0 lead here in the sixth inning. Pitcher Caleb Granados checks him now as he takes a little bigger lead. There's the breaking pitch, and it's hit toward right field. That may be in there. A nice pickup there by the right fielder. That keeps the runner at second base as play was made out there in nicely in right field by who went in there?
We have a pinch hitter by the Braves. Looks like, can't believe it. Is it Billy Katz, number three?
Okay, so Billy Katz, a senior, coming into bat for Kapler. So he comes in with two on and two out. The base hit by Edwards sent San Giacomo over to second base. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Katz, the batter, coming off of the bench. The Gunth is on the deck, Max Zuntz. Here's the pitcher, ready, delivers. He came in with a fast one. It's popped out of play. And hits just behind the backstop. So the pitcher, Granados, trying to get through this inning without allowing the Braves any more runs. Justin leading it 4-0 here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The count goes to no balls, two strikes. The batter, Katz. And the pitcher comes in and just missed a little high with that. Katz backs away from the plate. One ball, two strikes now. Runner at first base is Edwards. At second base is San Giacomo. And the pitcher, Caleb Granados, in relief of Stacy Nelson. And the slow curveball just missed, not by much.
That looked like a pretty good pitch. The Saints were leaving the field. They thought it was a strike, so 2-2 count.
With two outs, Granados checks the runner off of second base, looks to his catcher. Here's his pitch. That missed by not by much either.
No, I'm sure the pitcher's wanting to know what a strike is here, but either that or it's just a great eye by Katz. You know, could be he's just really has a keen eye, Ira.
4-0 is our score. 3-2, a full count is the count now on Katz. Ball is hit in the air towards center field. Center fielder going back, still going back, reaches up, can't get to it. It goes beyond him. One run scores. There's San Giacomo crossing the plate. Here's Edwards. He comes in. He scored. They're waving Katz around. They're waving. Here comes the throw. Here goes Katz. He falls down. The catcher goes out, puts the tag on him, and he is out. But what an exciting play by Billy Katz, trying for an inside the park home run and rounded third. And a good relay came right to the catcher. It started to run the Cats back to third, and Cats fell down and was easily tagged out. But a bit of excitement, and two more runs come in.
Yeah, Cats drove that ball, and the center fielder went back, and then went over his head, and he fell. And so with two outs, that's not a bad play by Jeremy to go to center. And it was Nelson way out in the middle of center field that threw that ball all the way in.
Yeah.
And, of course, it wasn't even close. But why not try to reward the senior and try to get an inside the park home run? So nice play.
So a triple for Cats there is only at bat, driving in two runs. That makes it 6-0 as we'll go into the seventh inning. Last chance for St. Helena. Trailing 6-0, and they will have coming to the plate to lead off the guy that was on the mound. Granados is scheduled to lead off for St. Helena after this from the Sports Boosters.
Thinking about buying a new home or refinancing your loan? I'm Sean Wickersham at Caliber Home Loans. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up or downsizing, I will guide you through the home loan process every step of the way. Call me, Sean Wickersham, for your home loan needs.
NMLS 369195 and Caliber Home Loans 15622. Equal housing lender. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Other restrictions and limitations apply. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Finance lender licensee.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, we'll remember that name, Billy Katz, senior, the son of Elizabeth and David, that came through big time there. Had it not been a four-run game, if it had been a close game, that would have been, well, it was a huge blow anyway, as a well-hit ball out over the center fielder's head.
Yeah, definitely. Why not? And why not send him home there and see if he can make it all the way around? So nice play by the Saints to throw him out, but definitely a highlight for Katz and the family.
Here's Caleb Granados, the scheduled batter, the right-handed batter at the plate, and he watches the first pitch break over for a called strike one. So it's Granados leading off. Jasper Henry and Brent Isdahl are scheduled up after him. As Dunkel's gone all the way on the mound, a one-hitter, and he strikes out the leadoff batter, Granados. I think it's, what, 9 strikeouts? And haven't counted them up there, but that's the third time that Granados has struck out in the game. Jasper Henry has not struck out any times. He was 0-2 as he's up there, popped up to the catcher the last time up. There's a pitch taken for a strike. Right-handed batter steps out of the box, looks down to Daryl Kiersey, the doc they call him, coaching out there. And the ball is stroked down to the second baseman, fielded nicely there by Kelly. Over to first baseman Matt Edwards for the out. And now we are one out away for a complete game victory for Dunkel. And a shutout, if he can get this. He leads 6-0, and he faces a left-handed batter in Brent Isdahl, who has walked twice. He hasn't gotten Isdahl out in this game. 2 walks in 2 appearances, and the pitch is outside. Ball one, staying away from the left-hander with that pitch. We have Mendez scheduled up next. Here's the delivery. That caught the outside corner for a called strike to Isdahl. He's the first baseman. Justin Siena has San Giacomo calling the signal. The pitch is taken up high for a ball. Matt Edwards over at first. Daniel Kelly at second. Nick Zither at shortstop. And Nick Andrews at third base. Keith Benz, Noah Young, and Max Zuntz in the outfield. The ball is hit foul off the end of the bat over by the Braves dugout. The rundown over there by Marcus Nunez. He must be their go-to guy because he went down after one of the other balls, but he must be the guy they count on to retrieve. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a foul ball. Fouled it right off of the catcher. Wow, I don't know where it got to San Giacomo, but someplace it kind of, I'm not sure where.
Maybe in the throat a little bit, which is always a dangerous spot because it looked like he grabbed his throat or his chest. So He must have got underneath his the little protector that catchers wear. But speaking of Nunez, you know, I coached Mickey Nunez, his brother, who was a shortstop for me, a wonderful player. One of the better shortstops that I've had, and just a competitor, and really loved coaching Mickey. He was on our 2015 section championship team. So I see the younger one, Marcus, here. So I haven't had a chance to see Mickey. I don't see him in the stands today, but just a wonderful baseball player.
Here is the pitch, and the ball is hit back to the pitcher over his head. The shortstop comes in, picks up the ball, and his throw is not in time. So there is the second hit. As Brett Isdell is two walks and a single in his three at-bats. So that extends the inning. You were talking about that team that won the second. How many consecutive games did you win that year?
Well, it's funny. We won 42 in a row back from 2003 through 2005, or 2004 through 2006, excuse me. And it's being threatened, actually, Ira. This first pitch is pop-up foul to the right side. De La Salle right now has a 30 game winning streak. And there was an article in the, I think it was the Contra Costa Times, where they won their section championship and they had won 28 games in a row. And, our little school here, Justin Siena, was mentioned in that article of having the 42 game winning streak. That's a ball and a wild pitch, or moves up to second, 1-1. So we were mentioned in that article that, and I didn't realize this, but we have the longest winning streak in NorCal history at 42. So De La Salle is going after it. They're 2-0. They're playing today, actually, going to threaten that record. De La Salle, of course, the schedule they play is unbelievable who they're playing. So, but that record's in jeopardy.
Here's the pitch. Ball's down low a little bit outside. And that's Alan Rossi, one of the most successful high school baseball coaches ever, and coached at Justin Siena for quite a few years. In fact, you were kind of left for a while, and then you came back.
Yeah, I kind of did. There's a ground ball to short.
This could be it. There's the throw to first in time as Zeiler fires it over to Edwards, and the play goes 6-3 for the final out, and a shutout for Nolan Dunkel, the two-hitter, as the Braves get the 6-0 victory. We'll have some final comments when we return after this from the Sports Boosters.
Hi, this is Gigi from Lido Auto Body, located in the heart of Napa. Lido Auto Body has been serving the Napa Valley for 43 years, and we know the automotive industry. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction. Lido Auto Body works closely with our customers and insurance companies to get you and your vehicle back safely on the road. Remember, it's your choice where you go for repairs. Make it Lido Auto Body, 1725 Action Avenue, proudly serving the Napa community.
When your car or truck is ready for new tires, go to the tire store that provides wholesale prices direct to the public. Quinlan's Tire Service has been of tire service to the Napa Valley for over 50 years. Aaron Quinlan continues that family tradition. Road service is also provided. All major brands of tires are available at wholesale prices. Check them out. Quinlan Tires on Watson Lane, north of American Canyon's Walmart, just off the east side of the Napa Vallejo Highway.
Stay tuned for more local sports coverage on KVON Napa.
This is Dino. If you're looking for custom financing solutions to help grow your wine business, Bank of Marin's team of industry specialists has just the right tools and expertise to address your unique challenges. Whether it's construction financing, accounts receivable and inventory lines of credit, or equipment financing, their local Napa bankers will work with you to address all the banking needs of your wine-related business. Learn more about the right financing solutions for you at bankofmarin.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, we're back here at Braves Field, and for Tony Casillas, our engineer, good news, bad news. The good news is we got on the air. The bad news is his home team lost.
Well, somebody has to lose, right? I mean, there should never be any ties in baseball. So, unfortunately, the Saints go down to the Braves today, 6-0. But actually, a well-played game, pretty quick. Couple errors here and there, and, you know, it's a tight game. So, good baseball game.
Yeah, good pitching performance by Nolan Dunkel, a two-hit shutout.
Yeah, in control. I think he ended up with 8 strikeouts. And then Nelson, I think, had 7 strikeouts. So both starting pitchers were really well. But credit Dunkel for the complete game and pretty much was in control most of the game.
Yeah, he had 9 strikeouts. He got one there in the 7th inning. He had to hit through 6, and he picked up that 9th when they're in the 7th inning, striking out the leadoff batter. In fact, he got Granados all 3 times at the plate. The 2 hits, Stacy Nelson, the excellent baseball player at St. Helena, got the first hit. And then there in the 6th inning, Brent Isdell got the hit with 2 outs in the 7th inning. And for the Braves, Nick Andrews started the game in the 1st inning, the bottom of the 1st, as he lined the ball to left field for a base hit. Then Benz popped up, and then Nolan Young walked, putting Andrews down at 2nd. Then Nolan Dunkel, the pitcher, came up and got a single and drove in the first run of the ball game. And that's how the Braves got on the scoreboard first. And in the 4th inning, they scored 3 times with Noah Young getting safe on an error by the shortstop. And then Nolan Dunkel got his 2nd hit in a row, putting runners at 1st and 2nd. Then Robbie San Giacomo, in sacrificing, the ball was not played correctly, and everybody was safe. And then they got those 3 runs scored, Young, Dunkel, and San Giacomo. And that was their big inning scoring-wise. But then they got 2 more runs in the 6th inning as a guy came through with a big booming triple by Billy Katz.
Yeah, and he was running around the bases like a cat, you know, and he was going to try to score all the way and unfortunately got thrown out by quite a ways at home plate. But probably a highlight for him to do that and get a triple and score a couple RBIs with 2 outs. So congratulations to him.
All right. Well, Alan, you want to pick a player of the game?
Well, it's pretty simple, I think. I think the way that Dunkel threw today helped his cause at the plate. You know, strikeouts and just being in command and pitching a complete game against, I think, a very good Saints team that's going to do some damage when they get into the NCL this year. And I would anticipate both of these teams doing well in league and making the playoffs. So my choice would be Nolan Dunkel. I saw Lynn McCarroll walk through here, my old boss, Ira. He's back in there somewhere, I think. So
he must be hiding.
But it reminds me that this is the 20-year anniversary of our first section championship. We went 25-1 in the Sac Joaquin section D3. And we were 25-1, Ira, and we lost one game. Everybody always asks me, you know, the games you remember. Well, we were up 9-3 at Vanden in the 6th inning and lost 10-9. So it had to be bad coaching, right? But it probably was a blessing in disguise losing that game midway, because then we went on a roll and ended up winning the first ever section championship in baseball. And a lot of great memories. I can't believe it's been 20 years.
Wow, that goes by fast. You know, in North Central won baseball this year. It looks like Middletown might be the team to beat. So they're getting a good start. At last report, they were unbeaten. Clear Lake, Cloverdale, and probably St. Helena should be contenders in there. I don't know too much about some of the other schools, Clear Lake, Kelseyville, Fort Bragg, Lower Lake, Willits. But anyway, St. Helena should do really well. And last year, they did a real good job, too, as far as league play. I think they were 10-4 last year in the league. But they had 7 seniors graduate from that team last year.
Yeah, and Kelseyville, I got a chance to watch Kelseyville last week, and they were up on the Braves going into the last inning, I think, by 4 runs or so, and gave up 5 runs in the last inning to lose. And then they lost another heartbreaker the other day by a run when they were up. So Kelseyville is also going to be very competitive this year in that league.
Well, I understand that this next week is the 8th grade basketball tournament, and they're going to honor a guy named Greg Schmidt. So, Lynn, do you know anything about this guy that they're going to be honoring at that tournament?
I know a little bit. My first year I moved up here, I lived with him for about a month or so till my wife had come up. Yeah, but Greg and I were here the same years, 1978 till 2006. And, oh, I remember that 8th grade term. We worked on it together for all those years, and I always knew when it was coming around because my wife's birthday is always on March 11th. where are you doing for my birthday, honey? Well, you're going to come to the eighth grade tournament as usual. But no, great. That's great. They're going to honor him. He put a lot into that tournament. We all did. And I remember days cleaning up on Sundays and getting that thing organized. It was a lot of fun. By the way, I heard your program this morning talking about that with Mike Clark. He does a great job taking over for that tournament. And I'm glad to see it's still alive and well.
Yeah, Mike Clark made it possible. This is his sixth year of heading that. And certainly all of those people are responsible. Do a great job in putting on a good tournament with 14 boys teams and 10 girls teams, and everybody assured of at least two games. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, Greg Smith is a great man. Obviously, he was my boss when I came here. Actually, Lynn was my boss, but both of them, you know, welcomed me with open arms and really supported me. And I think that's super important as a coach to have support from the administration. And they also weren't afraid to tell me when I was doing things wrong either. And I respected that. It made me a better coach down the road by, you know, having that constructive criticism. And so Greg was a great principal here, and still friends with him. He's still doing what he's doing, but definitely a huge part of the Dan Clark tournament.
Okay, well, that pretty well wraps it up. Alan Rossi, our thanks to you. Thanks for sitting in and helping us out on the broadcast today. And our player of the game is the winning pitcher, Nolan Dunkel, and Justin Siena goes now to 3-2. And St. Helena, 1-3. They're much better than you might think of with a 1-3 record, but they're going to be good this year. So that's our story. On behalf of the Napa Valley Sports Boosters, our thanks to Tony Casillas helping us out as the engineer, and our broadcast sent your way with good wishes of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters. Final score, the Justin Siena Braves of Napa 6 and the St. Helena Saints 0.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.
It's Ira's Pick of the Week
on KVON Napa.